Try and find a posture that says at home. Or at least a posture that you can feel at home in for the next few minutes. And we're going to use the two phrases arrived and at home for the in and the out breath. So breathing in, arrived, breathing out, at home. And you can just start with those two words or phrases. And see what, if anything, they bring to the experience of the present moment. And then see if you can cultivate a sense of being at home in the awareness of the sensations of the breathing. So go ahead and pick a spot to be aware of the sensations of the breath. And of course, right as soon as you are aware of those sensations, you have already arrived there. You can't go any further towards them. And at home is more of a declaration. So we'll start with a kind of a simplification of the present moment, a little slice, the breath. and cultivate a sense of being completely at home in the experience of the breath. See if you can stay open to the possibility that despite being here already, having arrived already, being at home already, you could settle more into the breath. You could relax more into the unfolding of those sensations. And a part of that might be in appreciating or enjoying the breath, being alive. You might somehow just arrive at the conclusion that breathing is pleasant. And if there's anything in the present moment that is presenting itself that does not seem to be labeled with the words awareness of breathing, any inclinations heading in other directions, the so-called distractions, see if you can have at least a kind of, well, a friendly disinterest towards them, a kind regard, even as you maintain a sense of orientation towards the breathing. See if you can make it true for the entire duration of the in and the out breath. So for the entire duration of the in breath, you are actually arrived. You are there. And for the entire duration of the out breath, you are at home. You made something out of it, made something out of being there. And again, this is not the conquest of distraction or anything like that. It's more a process of recognizing anything that's going somewhere else, orienting in another direction, accepting it, but maintaining that clarity about what direction you want to go in. Releasing preoccupations, releasing distractions, at least temporarily. So there's got to be a certain level of vigilance, but no vigilance that produces tension. So anything that raises its head as a tension, any part of your physiognomy, any part of your body language, especially the muscles of the face that present themselves as anything other than a sense of being completely here at ease at home in this moment, see if you can relax them into the sensations of the breath at the spot that you picked, into that awareness. And that goes for any kind of calculating machinations about continuity of practice, any measuring of concentration, how continuous is my awareness, et cetera, that is all mental busy work, and just relax that as well. And we're going to progressively relax anything that constrains attention now. So we'll go progressively. So rather than being aware of just the sensations of the breath, we can say that arrived at home is now going to refer to the whole body. As if the mind was kind of like zoomed in, and that was something that had to be done. So, okay, just stop doing that. And you can see there might be a distinct pleasure in that as well. It might be enjoyable. And the idea here is not that, awareness is necessarily uniform from moment to moment. There might be kind of asymmetries. Some parts of the body take a little bit more of the foreground. But the idea is that in any case, you can enjoy not being fussed about it, not being fussed about any particular part of the experience of the body needing to be in the foreground, needing to be pinned down. And now we're going to extend that sense of openness to the mind. And I would say that that doesn't need to really include any deliberate seeking after anything. It's more like the relaxing of a barrier if there was one there to say, oh, I'm aware of the body right now, you know. So if an image comes up, thought comes up, emotional tone comes up. You know, that's outside of that purview. Well, now nothing is outside of that purview. And again, see if that can be a kind of relaxing of something, kind of zooming out, something enjoyable. In the sense that whatever is arising right now, it's the thing. It's the thing that you're arriving in. It's the sight of being at home. It's at least as big as the experience of the body. And it is inclusive of any activity of mind that has some kind of content or implication. Of not being at ease, of not being at home. So this is coming home to the moment, whatever it's like. Coming home to enjoying having the opportunity to be tense, even preoccupied, if there are tensions or preoccupations that present themselves. And we'll just check for two kind of manifestations of that. First one is resistance to anything. Anything in the present moment. And see if you can treat everything as present moment experience here. So, you know, if you've got a problem with the price of broccoli, we'll consider that a present moment phenomenon. So you're still alive. You still have the opportunity to be in conflict with things, to resist things. See if you can see it that way. See if you can arrive unconditionally towards even anything that presents itself as a kind of negativity or resistance in the present moment. And the second one that we're going to check for is seeking after anything outside of this moment. The projection of something the creation of the whole world of attainment, grasping. And so, if there's something like that here, it also gets the same treatment. You just arrive in a moment of, oh, I guess we could call this desiring. And make yourself at home in this moment. Like you could be at home, sitting on a couch. Looking out a window at a mountain. You don't need to own the mountain. And we'll just take a few breaths of totally unconstrained attention here. So, not checking for anything in particular, but no conflict with checking either. Checking is just something here and now, something to arrive in, be at home in. even allowing checking or any preoccupation with the meditation to arise and pass away on its own under the gaze of awareness.